And before we start the sugya, let's meshayf to the Maram and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Maram is a shtickel picture over here, so that'll help us a little to understand what we were going to speak about. The Maram has a picture of a movi. Now, a movi, theoretically, is a dead-end street which has three mechitzes. Two mechitzes on the side, one mechitze on the bottom, like an upside-down ches, and, or like a U, and then it is pasuach l'ruach revius. It is open l'rishus harab. Now, this movi that has three mechitzes and is pasuach l'shus harabim is a machlekes harishonim what this movi is min ha-teire. Others hold min ha-teire it is a rishus ha-yochid. Three mechitzes are sufficient to make a mokim a rishus ha-yochid. Other rishonim hold that shitas ha-teisves. Other rishonim hold that min ha-teire it is a mokim p'tur. In order to become a Rishus HaYochid min HaTeire, you need a Mechitze Beruach Revis. Al Koponim, that is min HaTeire, what Halacha Amovi has. If it three Mechitzes makes it a Rishus HaYochid, or three Mechitzes will only make it a Mokim Ptur min HaTeire. Midarabonon, Kula Alma Moide, that this Movoi has a din of a Kamalis. Midarabonon, it is not permissible to carry in this movi unless we will make a tikkun beruach revius. We have to make something beruach revius, that is pasuach l'rishus harabim, beruach revius that is pasuach l'rishus harabim. This ruach needs a tikkun. So again, we are speaking about a movi that has mechitzes on three sides. Now, looking at the tzio that the Maram makes, let us see, we see as follows. Let us forget about the choyma, what he has on top of the tzio. Let us forget about that a minute. Let us look the chotzer on both sides. So now, if you look at the extreme side of the vertical lines, so on the extreme right and the extreme left, these are the mechitzes, or the middle ones could also be mechitzes. These mechitzes are the mechitzes of the movi. And so you have here two vertical mechitzes which are surrounding the movi. We have to draw a third line, which is the third mechitza of the movi. So we have here our three mechitzes of the movi. And a movi, as we mentioned before, was like a dead-end street, and there were chatzeres psuchais la'isai movi. That means around the movi was the street, and each chotzer had batim in the chotzer. The people were mishtamish with the chotzer, and when they wanted to go out to the rishus harabim, they left the chotzer, they went into the movi, and from the movi they went out, and this year we're going up to the rishus harabim. That is a movoi with three mechitzes. Two that the Maram made, and the third one will be a horizontal line, which will be underneath the where it says chotzer chotzer. That is a movoi. So again, this is a movoi that midarabonon has a halacha of a karmelis, and a karmelis, and in order to become mutter, to be metaltal, and this movoi, we have to make a tikkun beruach revius. Now, what is the tikkun beruach revius? The tikkun beruach revius is either a lechi, which will be on one side of the koislei hamovi. That means as follows. If we have over here, this is now, we can now picture our movi. We have here a movi. With the chatzeres are over here, the chatzeres are over here, the chatzeres over here. This is mukif mechitzes on three sides. Here is the rishus harabim. So we need a tikkun beruach revius in order to be matter to be able to be metaltal in this area. Now, the hefek can come out through two oifanim. One oifan is through a kaida. That means they'll put over these two walls, but towards the end of the mavoi, we'll put over these two walls a kaira that is rachbay tefach. So this kaira is mater, the one may be metaltal in the mavoi. There's another oifen how to be mater tiltal in this mavoi, and that is by putting up a lechi on one side. That means by the end of the kaisle hamavoi, one puts up a lechi, one pole over here, and this is mater the mavi. This is what is mater tiltal in a mavi. Agav ulche, if this would not be a mavi, if this area would be a chotzer pasuach l'rabin, since a chotzer is more miyuchid l'dire, Chazal were not mater with a lechi or a koire. Then one would need either a pas dalad, that means you'd have to have a reichiv dalad on one side, or two lechoyayim on each side. Because a chotzer, since it's more miyuchid ledire, it needs a greater tikkun beruach revius in order to be matar tiltu. But let us go back to a mavi. So again, we have this mavi that needs a tikkun beruach revius, either a lechi or a koire. Now, if the chatzeris over here would have a chayma that is blocking off the chatzeris from the rishus harabim, and the chayma is jutting in to the mavui, so we could theoretically use this chayma as a lechi. So this could also be used as a lechi. This could be over here, could be used as a lechi. But we will see Shitas Rashi, according to the Marsha, the Goyim, the Reish Yosef, that this Chayme could only be used as a Lechi if it does not have a Reichiv of Dalit Tvachim. If this is a Reichiv of Dalit Tvachim, and this is the Chayme Sachotza, it cannot be used for a Lechi. Then we will have to take a different material and use it for a Lechi. We cannot use the Chayme for a Lechi. Now, looking into the picture that the Maram makes, the Maram made a mavoi with two chaymas. There's a chayma on the right side, a chayma on the left side. For all what we need, we only need the chayma on the right side, and that what is jutting in into the mavoi, that could be used as a lechi, again, if it is less than dalit tfochet. Now, the space between the two chaymes that the Maram makes in this picture, that is the Pesach HaMavui. And on this Pesach HaMavui, there was an askoifa, which was a stoop. That means this area was elevated somewhat from the Rishus HaRabim, and when one entered the Mavui, so one went over the askoife, which was the area between the two mekaymes, which are labeled chayme. The askoife was in between these two chaymes. And if we will imagine the askoife in between the two chaymes, so memele, and we will use the chayme as a lechi, so it would come out that this askoife has a lechi also that is being matir the askoifa. But we'll see about that soon, if we could use this chayma as a lechi to be matir the askoifa. That is more or less the hakdomis we need to learn the sugya. Now let us start learning the sugya. Acherim oimrim askoife mishameshes shtei vishuyes. This askoife, this stoop, which is an elevation by the knise to the mavi, so this askoife is mishameshes shtei vishuyes. This askoife has two halachas. What does it depend on? Bizman sheha pesach posuach kilifnim. Pesach nol kilochutz. Now, let us just one more time try to make a tzir of a movi. If we have here the movi, and we have the askoife, we'll say the askoife is over here. This is the askoife. This is the askoife over here. So the Tan is said as follows. The door, the delis of the movi, banged on the askoife. So it means the door of the movi was over here. So the Tanna says as follows. Bisman shahad delas pasuach. So the askoife is open to the movi. So then the askoife has a halacha kibifnim. It has the same halacha that the movi has. Bisman shahad delas no. When we have here a delis, over here there was a delis. The delis used to bang on the askoife. And so when the delis is no, so then the askoife has aloche kibachutz, like the mokim outside of the movui, and it is also betilto. That is what the Baraisa said. Acherem oimrem askoife mishameshes shtei reshuyes. Bizman shahapesach posuach, when the Pesach is Pesuach, the Delas is Pesuach, so the Askoife has the same halacha as the Mavui, and it's Mutal Letalfel B'Soichai Kilifnim. It is like the Mavui, one is permitted to be Metalfel on the Askoife. Pesach no, but if the Pesach of the Mavui is closed, and the Askoife is outside of the Pesach, Kilochutz. Period. That is what the Tanna said. So the Gemara asks Akasha, Va'af al gav de leslei lechi. The Gemara is now asking Akasha, when the Pesach is Pasuach, you are telling me that the Askoife, one is permitted to be metaltal on the Askoife. So the Gemara asks, how could one be permitted to be metaltal on the Askoife? This askoife does not have a lechi. We'll see in a minute why that is. And v'ho omar rav chome bal gul yomar rav toich ha-pesach. This is the area. The area between the chome sachotza, the knisa to the mavui, the askoife. Sorich lechi ache lahatiroi. It needs its own lechi. The lechi that is being matter, the mavoi cannot help for the askoife. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says as follows. Pesach posuach, kosal kedaitoch, the Gemara held in the Havamine, b'mavoi shehechsheirei belechi. We are speaking about a mavoi that becomes kosher through a lechi. And the Gemara learned v'lechyoi lifnim min haskoife. Now, for practical purposes, later we can see we don't have to learn this pshat in Rashi. But for practical purposes, now the Gemara, for some reason, held that the lechi that is being matel, we have here the three walls, and the lechi that is being matel, the mavui, the lechi is lifnim min haskoife. That means the haskoife is sticking out over here. And the lechi is over here. So the lechi is not at all being matter the askoifa. The askoifa you have that is sticking out into the Rishus HaRabim without a matter of a lechi. Kasal kedaitoch, b'movoi shehechsheiroi belechi. We are speaking about a movoi. That what is machshir the movoi, the lechi. The lechi lifnim in askoife, and the lechi is lifnim in askoife, it is not being matter the askoife. The haine mekom etame, so therefore the Gemara is asking Akasha, the af al gav de leslei lechi mi bachutz, the askoife does not have its own lechi. The omar Rav Chome said, toich ha-pesach, tzorich lechi acher lahatiro. So Rashi explains, what did Rav Chome say? Toich ha-pesach shel movi. The mokim that's toich ha-pesach shel movi, which is da hainu roichav ha-askoifa. when you enter the Movi, so the width of the Askoife, this stoop, that meets you as soon as you go into the Movi, Tzorich Lechi Acher Lahatiroi. You need another Lechi to be matter the Askoife. So Rashi explains what's another Lechi? What's the first Lechi? Where is the first Lechi? And what are we speaking about a second Lechi? So Rashi explains as follows. Shehalechi hamater es hamovui. The Lechi that is matter the movui, stomei neged hoaskoife. Stomei, it is opposite the askoife, vizokuf oleho. Ukisavar osali shtamesh neged halechi, ela michudei hapnimi velifnim, avi heker hamechitze. So the Gemara learned as follows. If we will assume that this is the askoife by the knise to the movi, this is the askoife. Normally, if we don't have a choime, so we have over here, we have here three walls of the Movi. We don't have a lechi yet. So in order to make the lechi, they used to go and take a piece of wood that's 10 tfachim tall, and they used to bang it up next to the koisel, and they put it up on the askoife. So the mail is like this. The Movi has a heter of, here's a one mechitze, two mechitzes, here you have the third mechitze, and on the Ruach Revius, the Ruach that is facing the Shusarab, we have a Lechi. So this Lechi is matter, this area of the Movi. But the Lechi is only matter Michudoi Hapnimi. That means the whatever Koyach the Lechi has starts from here. So now, if we stick a Lechi on top of the Askoife, and the Lechi normally was the whole width of the Askoife, so the matter of the Lechi is only starting from the Chudai Apnimi, so the whole Chotzer has a Lechi. So therefore you're allowed to be metatal on the whole Chotzer. But this Askoife does not have a Lechi, because the Lechi is only matter mi Chudai Apnimi. So Memele, so that is the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, so Memele, you need a Lechi Acher Latire. What's that, a Lechi Acher Latire? You would have to put a Lechi over here. So that could be matter the Askoife. But this Lechi, the Lechi which is on the Askoife, since it's only matter Michudei Apnimi, so this Askoife does not have a Lechi. So this Askoife has three mechitzes, 1, 2, 3, but it doesn't have a tikkun beruach revius. So Memele, so the Gemara is asking, why does it help if the Pesach is pesuach, the door of the Movi is open? What's helped me the door of the Movi open? The Movi has a lechi to be matarit. The Askoifa does not have a lechi to be matar, since the matar of the lechi, even though it's standing on the Askoifa, it's only matar mechudai apnimi. That is the Gemara's kasha. Let us see again Rashi. Toicha, that was what Rav Chome Bar Gurye said. Toicha Pesach shel Movui. The Toicha Pesach. Dahainu roiche vo Askoifa. This is the width of the askoifa of the stoop, which one enters when one goes into the Movui. Tzorich lechi acher lahatira. You need another lechi to be matered. Why? Shahalechi hamater es hamovui. The lechi that is matered the Movui. Stomoi neged askoifa. This lechi is mistomoi right opposite the askoifa. Vizokof aleh. Standing on top of the askoifa. On the one side of the Movi. Because Sava also lishtamesh neged alechi, that it is also lishtamesh neged alechi, elo michudoi apnimi. Velifnim, have a heker amechitze. The Torah's mechitze that alechi has is only michudoi apnimi. So that is the kash. So the kash is, why is it kshapesach Pasuach, kilefnim, the askoife does not have a lechi. That's the Gemara's kash. V'chi teime. Now, the Rishonim speak out, normally, roiv askoifes, had were dalet on dalet. So that was the memra of Rav Chome Bar Gurye, that a skoifer that is dalet al dalet needs a lechi lahatira. V'chi teime. Maybe you'll say, yeah. The last pay dalet al dalet will say we are speaking about an askoife that does not have dalet al dalet. The askoife does not have dalet al dalet. So there's a meiridike beer here from the Sfas Emes in Rashi. So the Sfas Emes says as follows. If the askoife does not have dalet al dalet, so it seems the askoife was really a mokim ptul. It's less than dalet al dalet, and it seems the goiva of the askoife was gimel tvochim. So mail it's a mokim ptul. So kan shayel aben, so since it's a mokim ptul, so what's pachlal wrong over here? Machosar kan. So why do you need anything? So the Sfas Emes says, but the Gemara, since this is part of the movui, this is like the knis of the movui, so it can be better than the movui. And just like the movui needs a lechi, a tikkun beruach revi'is, so the askoif also needs a tikkun beruach revi'is. But if that's the whole mechayev, so then there's a lomdus. It can't be better than the lechi, but it can't be worse than the lechi. So since this lechi, which is on the askoife, is matil the mavui, so memela, so it should be matil the askoife also. That means, even though in lomdus, we know only the chut hapnimi is matil, that's in lomdus. But here you really don't need lomdus. Because really, this askoifa should samazay bimut. It's a mokim ptur. The whole reason for we are asking it, because since it is the knis of the mavui, so it can be different than the mavui. So that's the whole mokim lahachmer. So the mokim achumre is a mokim lahoku. So if it can't be different than the mavui, so it can't be worse than the mavui. So if this lechi is being matter the movi, because the gabi the movi, it's the chude apnimi is matter the whole movi, so this lechi has to be matter the askaifa also. So therefore the askaifa will also be mutter, even though the gabi the askaifa we will say that it'll be mutter, keneged chude hachitze. But it can't be worse than that. Was the havamin of the Gemara. Now let us see what Rashi says. V'chiteime the last beiroichim balet. Now all of a sudden, Rashi starts speaking b'meshech oivi hachoyne. All of a sudden, Rashi comes now to the tzir of the Maram, that we don't have a lechi, we don't have a lechi that we stuck on top of the askoife. The lechi we are using is the oivi hachoyne, the thickness of the choyne that is the kaisel of the chatzeres, and the thickness of the choyne that is jutting in. Into the mavui, this thickness is the lechi. Now the shaila is why is Rashi jumping up and down? Before we said there was a lechi, you banged up on top of the askoife. All of a sudden Rashi says we're using the oive hachoinim. So the achoinim, the marsho, the goin, the Rosh Yosef say a very nice pshat. Those who learn Erevin say it's a pella, but Baruch Hashem, ignorance is bliss. So Lamaisa, we have three gedolim to be seimacha. So they say as follows. They say that this din, that the oive hachoima could be used for a lechi, is only if this oive hachoima is less than four tvachim. If the oive hachoima is four tvachim, we cannot use this for a lechi. So my mail is like this. Till now we were under the impression that the askoifa was for tvochim. So memele, so if the oivi achoima was also for tvochim, usually it was that way, that the askoifa was opposite, that's the picture of the maram. You had two oivi achoimas over here, and the askoifa, the stoop was mamished by the pesach hamovi between the two oivi achoimas. So memele, since the oivi achoima, till now we were under the impression that the askoifa was dalet al dalet, so we couldn't use this oive hachoime for a lechi. So that's why Rashi put a different lechi. But now all of a sudden we whittled down the askoifa. We just said the askoifa is not dalet. So it's less than dalet. So the minute the askoifa is less than dalet, we can use the oive hachoime for a lechi. That's why all of a sudden Rashi jumps to the oive hachoime that we're going to use this now for a lechi. But the kids, let us not get confused. This oivi achoim is a lechi. That's all what we're speaking about. So here Rashi says the lomdus.
The he time the last bay roi chiv dalet b'meshech oi v'yachoyme. In the meshech of the oi v'yachoyme, there is not dalet. Some emeile. So two things. So now we can use the oi v'yachoyme for lechi, number one. And number two, so the askoif alone is not dalet al dalet. So what do we accomplish? Lefichach ein orishus latzmo. So the askoif already is not a rishus b'fnei atzmo. Mi'ikar adin it's a mokim p'tu. Umuter lehishtameish, therefore, since it's a mokim p'tu, so the Sfasem says, va'af al pikein, since it's part of the mavui, it has the chumris of the mavui. So therefore, above then, but since the whole chaymer is, because since when you saw it's a mokim p'tu, no, the whole chaymer is, since it's part of the mavui, it has the chumras of the mavui, so therefore, since the mavui becomes mutter through this lechi, so memele, the askaivish also become mutter. That is Shat Rashi. Mutter, so then, mutter lishtamish keneged alechi, mechudoy achitzoy, now we can use the lechi from the outside, chud, from the outside side. Shuhu shove la askoifa, which this is flush with the askoifa, eitzel shus harabim. The ein lecha lechi godel meyoiva achoime, shemikan mikan shebehem amovu initer. Since we are using this oive achoime, which is less than valid for him, we are using this to be mater the movu. So if it is mater the movu, it should be mater the askoifa also. So memele, so let us say that that's the story. The story is that Rav Chaim bar Gurye that said the askoifa needs its own lechi. That is speaking about if the lechi is dalet al dalet, so it is mitzad atzmo, it has a shem kamalis, then it needs its own lechi to be matter. But if the lechi is less than dalet al dalet, then it's a mokim p'tum. So therefore, the whole chaymer of the askoifa is because it's nigrabos of the mavui, so it needs a tikkun. It can be better than the mavui, but I'll call upon him the lechi that is matter the mavui should be matter the askoifa. So the Gemara says it's a beautiful chesmen, but it's not true. For Omar Rav Chome Bar Gurye Omar Rav Toicha Pesach, this area, the mokim askoifa. Af al pisha ein boi dalet al dalet, tzorich lechi achel lahatiroi. Here we also need another lechi to be matter. And so therefore, and I let us say, speaking about another lechi, so the Tosfos Roshes, there was no such thing. They didn't make another lechi on the askoife. So the maise, so we're back to akasha. We're back to akasha, that what is the kasha? Was gate miron that the door is open from the mavui, but lemaisa we have here a memre of Rav Chome Bar Gurye. Rav Chome Bar Gurye said the askoife, which is the knisa of the mavui, does not become mutter al yedei the lechi that is matter the mavui. It needs another lechi. So what is the lomdis of this Pesach Pasuach Kilifnim? Why? What says Kilifnim? What is matter the mokim askoife? Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav Hocha beiskoifes mobi askinen. So we'll see. Rashi will say we always are speaking about iskoifes mobi. That means you are right. We are speaking about an iskoif of a mobi that becomes mutter with a lechi, but If the lechi would be matter the askoifa, you'd have a problem, because the lechi cannot be matter the mokim askoifa. Now here we are speaking about ocheb askoifas movi askinam chetz yoy mekure vechetz yoy she'enoy mekure. Half of the askoifa is covered with a kaira. Half of the askoifa is uncovered. Vekiru yoy klape pnim. And the kirui of the that is covering the koire, that is covering the askoife, is toward the inside. Pesach posuach kilifnim. So if the door of the mavi is open, so the half of the askoife that is covered with the koire is also mutter. Pesach no kilachutz. If the door is closed, so then there is a din of lachutz. So let us, before we see Rashi in the Lomdes, let us just figure out the Tzil. The tzir of the Gemara's Teretz is as follows. The tzir of the Gemara's Teretz is, we have here our Movi. This is our Movi with the three bulls. It did not become Mutter al Yedei Lechi. It became Mutter al Yedei Koire. Now, we have to picture that underneath this Koire, right over here, this is the Yaskoife. This is the elevated part, the stoop, that one goes over in order to enter the Movi. Now, this Koire is a Reichiv Tefach, and this Koire is not covering the whole askeife, because the askeife normally was dalid al dalid, and the koire was a reichiv tefa. So we have to realize the koire did not cover the whole askeife. So the Gemara is saying now as follows. So now we have here, this is our koisle hamovi. Let us just go and bring, indent the mokim akoire. The koire is over here. Now that the koire is over here, we have here the askeife that is over here. So the koire is only matir till the mokim over the askoife. This the koire will be matir. The mokim, this is Rashi Shita al Kaponim, the mokim that is not covered by the koire is not mutter. That's the story, number one. But the koire, but let us go now to the Baraisa. The Baraisa told us, when will this koire be matter, this mokim of the askoife? Only if the door is open. If the door of the mavoi is locked, so this koire is loimale veloimoyred, and it will not be matter the askoife. So now we know pshat in the beraisa. That means, just to hold cheshbin, the shakla v'tai in the Gemara was as follows. Till now, we held that the lechi was matter the askeifa. So we said, a lechi cannot be matter the askeifa. Finish. So, was help me opening up doors. So the Gemara says, you're right. If there would be a lechi over here, a lechi, an open door would not help. Because the lechi can never be matter the askeifa. Tzorich lechi achel atiroi. The lechi is only matter mechudei apnimi. So memele, it will never help the askeifa. So we are speaking about a koire. The koire could be matter. We will see the koire is matter mechudei hachitzayim. Baruch Hashem, that is the matter of the koire. It is matter mechudei hachitzayim. But this koire will only help if the door of the movi is open. The door of the movi is shut. We lost our koire. So then it is also to be metaltal on this askoife. And that is pshat in the beraise. Pischoi nol hareyu kelechutz. Pischoi now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says as follows. Hoche baskoifes mobu yaskina. Now Rashi had a problem which Tosfos chapters with Rashi. Rashi learned that the Gemara knew all along we are speaking about an askoif of a mobi. Rashi explained later why we couldn't speak askoif of another thing. But al avabayis, al achotza, but al kaponim sarashi ad akashe ochi baskoifes mobo yaskina, nechmein gut morgen. We were always talking about it. Sarashi says pshat as follows. Hoche baskoifes mobo yaskina kidekam. That's what you said, pshat, that it's speaking about askoifes mobo, that what you said before, that's right. I won't disagree with you. But that you learned pshat, that the movi was nitta through a lechi, and that we had a whole bunch of problems. If the movi is nitta with a lechi, so the askoife cannot become nitta hayidei halechi, ha'oimid al askoife, because the lechi is only matel mechudei lefnim. Avulei b'movi shechsheirei b'lechi. We're not speaking about a movi that became oiski kashel with a lechi. We are speaking about a movi that became oiski kashed with a koire. Now Rashi starts explaining what a koire is. The koire is a movi. The koire is a movi. Shir rechova tefach per kamadeirim. The width of this koire, which is laying on the two koisle hamovi, the width is a tefach. Vaskoife and the askoife va'oivya pesach, va'oivya pesach, this is all, that's the oivya pesach, mistome rechovimeng. This askoife is more than a tefach, it's mistome dal dal dal. Nimtza, Chetzyoi, chetzyoi doesn't mean mamish half, because if it's only a tefach, it's a quarter of it. But chetzyoi is lambda. Gedimtza. Chetzyoi shel oivea pesach. A chelik of the oivea pesach mekure. That is a koira over it. So that is muta. Vechetzyoi ainoi mekure. And half of it is not mekure. Uchigoin, how is this? Sheiniach a koira klape pnim letzada movi. That he put the koire klape pnim letzada movi towards the movi is memele, because if we put the koire klape chutz, so then the whole askoifa would be mutter. Why the Gemara didn't want to say it's bachutz? We'll come to that. But al kaponim, so it's klape pnim. Chagoyin sheiniach a koire klape pnim letzada movi. He put the koire klape pnim letzada movi. Hilkach. Pesach pasuach. If the door of the movi is open, now we'll start understanding pshat what the mile of the door is. Kilifnim. So then the askoife has aloche like the movi michud hachitzain shel koire lifnim. From the chud hachitzain shel koire belifnim. That means from the outside side of the koire towards the movi. We have here the tikkun of a koire. V'savalo, and he holds, command the omar, mutter lishtamish tachas ha-koire. That means one is permitted to be mishtamish underneath the koire. Oy mishum tam ha-keira milabar, because the heker, koire mitam heker, and the heker is, that what it is, a heker to the bnei reshus harabim. Kim dem forish pluk tayu beirivin. Oy mishum de kaire mishum mechitze. Oh, this is a machloikis an eirivin. What the lomdus of kaire is. Or this kaire has a din of mechitze. Da mrinan chuda hachitzein yeired vesoise. The chuda hachitzein, the outside side of the kaire is yeired vesoise, similar to pitikre yeired vesoise. So I have here a mechitze that I have here a mechitze on the askoife mitzad achitze inshallah koire, so memela underneath this koire it is mutter to be metalpo. When? If the door is open. Pesach no. What is if the door of the movui is closed? Vahadeles shoykeif bifnei haskoife hapnimis. So now Rashi says, where do we find the door of the askoife, of the movi? The door of the askoife used to bang on the askoife. So that means the door was over here and the askoife was after the door. So Rashi says, so what do we accomplish if the door is closed? Vahadeles shoykeif bifnei haskoife hapnimis. Towards the inside side of the askoife. The whole askoife is chutz ledeles, kilochutz. So then, the minute the door is closed, so the whole askoife, even though the chelik that is covered with the koire, has a din of lechutz. It's also letalto. Va'afilu tachas hakoire. Why? The kivon dinistam hamovui. Since the movoi became nistam, the movoi is now shut off from the askoife botlo lo koire. So the koire becomes botlo. So lo koire Rashi means to say as follows. The tikkun of koire was for a movoi. So kol's man, the door is open, so this koire is serving a purpose. This koire is mater the movoi. So the koire is, that's the heker of the koire, it's mater the movi. So memele yeve a movi that's utrai de koire. So tachas a koire, it's mutter le talto. But the minute you shut the door, so this askoife is an entity bifnei atzmoi. It is not a movi. If it is not a movi, the whole heker of koire is only by a movi. This is not a movi. This askoife does not a movi. Has a lot of aloches. It has to be chatzeres psuchim lesoichay olko yeser al rochboy. A movi has certain aloches. The minute you shut the door, the askoife is ois movi. So, mamele, if it's ois movi, there's no matir of a koire. And an askoife does not have a heter of a of the askoifa does not have a heter of a koira. So now let us picture this askoifa. This askoifa has three walls. That means because the walls of the mavui, let's say, reach till the end of the askoifa. So we have here one wall. The delus will be the second wall. The other side will be the third wall. We have three walls. But we don't have any tikkun beruach of these. Therefore, it is also the taltal b'seichai. It is dalad al dalad. It's also the taltal b'seichai. And the koire, which is not functioning now, because since it became excluded from the mavui, so the koire cannot be matter. Let us again see Rashi. Pesach no. The delus is banging on the inside side of the askoifa. The whole askoifa chutz ledelus. The whole askoifa is now situated outside of the delus. Kilochutz. So therefore, the whole askoifa has a din of the chutz. That's also the talpa. Vafilu tachas akeira. We just lost akeira. Why? The kivin the nistam hamovi, the movi now is sourcing from the moki maskoife. But la la kaire, so there's no din kaire. Kaire is only a matter by a movi, not by an askoife. The leker le meime yoyred visoisim. Now Rashi had said two lomdesen how a kaire works. One lomdes was a heker, so the heker is zicha din in movi. The second lomdes was yoyred v'soisim. There's a teiras mechitze, and the chud hachitzeim is yoyred v'soisim. So Rashi says v'lekel amei me yoyred v'soisim. Why? The chol mechitze she'ein bein chlal hamechitze is dalit. Every mechitze, if there is not an empty space of dalit fochim between the two mechitzes, einon mechitze. So it doesn't have a teires mechitze. But I shayche by teires good aches. So I cannot say good aches mechitze. That means by emesin we have the sfore and the avchesa medalev. Teisvis and the avchesa medalev. Teisvis kofa al pio. Teisvis said that the whole tzir of keveres has to be its roichev shishe. Because in order to have a teires mechitzes, you have to have an avir dalid, bein time. Then, or else it is not called a mechitze. Let us explain this aloche for 2 minutes. The taich of a mechitze is a entity that is makif or reshus, that is surrounding a reshus. So if you have over here a cholol of dalid al dalid, so this can be considered a mechitze for that mokim. If you have less than dalad al dalad, you don't have a rishus between the two mechitzes. So memela, it doesn't have a teiras mechitze. So Rashi says, als the lumbus of mechitze also, als the lumbus of mechitze, Aphila will say, kaire mishum mechitze, but since this kaire is a tefa, and the door is shut, so between the, it will say good aches mechitze, good aches mechitzte, between the mokim of good aches and the door, you only have a tefach. So the mail, there's no din mechitzes on less than dalad al dalad. So therefore, the lomdus of mechitze passed oichnish. Agav uche, if we remember, Rashi and Davches did not learn Taisus lomdus and need dalad al dalad for Taisus mechitze. So the Marsho and Davches asks from this Rashi. But al kaponim, this Rashi says, in order to have a teiras mechitze, you need an area of dalad al dalad. So therefore Rashi says, v'leka lemei meyoyred v'sois. And now Rashi is going out to chelik, not out to chelik a heker, out to psalondis, that by koire you say yoyred v'sois. The chol mechitze she'ein bein chlala mechitze is dalad, ein non mechitzes. Leishaychi buhu teires godaches. So you can't say godaches when the door is shut. Period. This is the end of the one akimte in the Baraisa. So now we understand the Baraisa. The Baraisa is speaking about an askoife of a mobui, that the koire is mater this askoife, but the koire will only be mater this askoife when the door of the mobui, which is behind the askoife, is open. So then, since the askoife is matter the mabui, it's matter keneged the kaira. Since the kaira is matter the askoife, since the kaira is matter the mabui, it is matter also keneged the kaira and the askoife. Either al teker or al teiris mechitza. But the minute the door of the mabui is closed, so memele the askoife becomes a mokim bifnei atzoi, a mokim mukhat bifnei atzmoi. So it doesn't have any more the matter of kaire, either because it's not a chelik of the mobi, or you cannot say good aches, because if you say good aches, there'll be less than the area of dalad al dalad between the two mechitzes, and there's no teiras mechitze on an area which is less than dalad al dalad. Period. Now, the Argemara had a fondness to say that this askoife is speaking about askoife's mobi. We had a problem if it's speaking about that the lechi is matter the mobi, and we solved the problem by saying that the kaira is matter the mobi. Now the shaila is, why did the Gemara jump tafke to askoifes mobi? So now that's what Rashi is going to speak about next. Let's speak about an askoifes bias. So Rashi says as like, the stam bias, the normal bias bisman chazal, Pesach Shaloi, the entrance, which the stoop was situated, till you got to the door, Yesh Loi Mashkoif Milamailo. There was a Mashkoif jutting out over the entrance, over the stoop. That means when a person stood on the stoop, there was something covering him. There was a Mashkoif. Not Pesach with a Samach, it's Pesach with a Sof. Nimza Oiveya Pesach. Kulay mekure, the oiveya pesach, the knisa to the pesach, which is the entrance to the bayis, is kulay mekure. So we have here a mokim which is dalid al dalid with a tikre. So Ashi says, if that would be the case, so if you have a dalid al dalid, basulu pesach no. So then it wouldn't help that the door is shut. Avila Pesach Nol Amrinin Yoirid Vesoisim. Shrayesh Bechlal Ov Yoidalit Min Hadeles Listimas Piyatikil. Now we have here Aroichiv Dalit. So therefore the Gemara did not want to say that it's speaking about Askoifes Bayis, because Askoifes Bayis, so it would be mutter, even though the Dallas is no, because then we would say, Pitikra, we have a Tikra Kiroy of Dalit, and we have a Cholol of Dalit Tvachim between the Pitikra Yerid Vesaisim and the Dallas, so that would be mutter, Afilu Hadalas no. Yeah. Buhu Adin, the Motsi Lukmi Kulay Mekure, Elo she'ein b'reichav ov yoidalit. We could have said the same teretz as before. We could have said that the askoife is not rochev dalit. The askoife is not rochev dalit. And the koire is also not rochev dalit. And it's covering the whole thing. But if the door will be shut, you can't say pitikre, because there's no rochev dalit. The Gemara could have said that. Who did the Matzu look mekayim kulay mekuri? Al she'im berochev obyoi, the knisa does not have dalet. Al mishum de stam oive hachoyme ein epochas mi dalet. Normally the oive hachoyme is dalet, and the askoife was kineged the oive hachoyme. So therefore the Gemara wanted at that time, it's speaking about a normal mavui, that the askoife is dalet, and the koire is not dalet. So therefore, if the delis will be no, so mamela, we lose the matir of the kaira. When the delis is pasuach, we have the matir of the kaira. That is one mahalach in the Baraisa. Rav Ashi Omar la'olam b'iskoifas bayis askina. Rav Ashi says, we are speaking about Iskoifes Bayis. Now, Iskoifes Bayis, so we learned with the Kiyum already, so Iskoifes Bayis
is so the shaila is why Delos Nol is no good. Is Kaifas Bayis, we said, is the Knisa to the Bayis, usually here Dalit al Dalit. And there was a roof jutting out. There was a mashkif jutting out which covered the askaifa, which is also dalad al dalad. So we had a problem, something if dalad al dalad, before you shut the door, this askaifa teams that had walls surrounding it, and you say, Pitikra Yerid Vesaisim, so what's getting me on that the Dallas is no. Ravashi Amalaylam Baskaifa's Bayis Askina. Uchi Goin. So Ravashi makes now, we will see, Kigoin Shekira Vishtei Koyres. The tikra that is covering the stoop, that's the entrance to the bayis, it is not one entity that is dalit tfochim. No, it was covered with two koyres. Regain shekira bishtei koyres, she'ein bazuarbo, ve'ein bazuarbo. These two koyres, each one did not have arbo, ve'ein bein zu lezu, Shloisha. But between the two kairish, there is less than three tfochim. Videles be'emtza. And the deles is not on the tzada pnimi of the askoife. The deles is be'emtza askoife. Pesach pasuach kilefnim. Pesach pasuach kilefnim. Pesach no kilechut. Before we see Rashi, let us try to explain what the Gemara is saying. We are speaking about an askoifas bayis. The askoifas bayis, we said normally, had a covering of talit tfochim. That was the normal procedure. Now, let us assume for a minute these were the walls, let's say, that jutted out of the bayis. And normally, there was a kirui of talit tfochim. And we would say, pitikre yoyred v'soyzen. So even though the door over here is closed, what's getting me on the door? You say, Pitikre Yoyred Vesayis. So the Gemara said we are speaking about such a case, that the Kaire, we don't have one Kaire that is Dalit, we have here two Kaires, and each one is less than Dalit, but we have between the two Kaires, there's less than Gimel Tvach. So we would say, Lovut. The minute we say Lovut, so Namela Sobor Hashem, we have, with the Din Lovut, so we could be mitzaref this to this, we'll fill this up in between, and we have over here already a tikra dalit, and we will say, pitikra yoyred v'soysa. But the door to the bayis is not over here, the door to the bayis is under the avir, which is between the two kayas. So now, when the door is, the door is situated in the middle of the askoife, not by the beginning of the askoife, in the middle of the askoife. So now, when the door is open, so memele, so we have nothing to shter the din lovut, so we will say lovut between the two koires, so we'll have already a koire of dalit tfochim. We have our Kairav Dalit Fochim, so we will say, Pitikra Yoyred Vesaisim, we are permitted to carry on the Eskaifa. When the door is closed in the middle, we said the door is in the middle, so for some reason, this shters the din lovud of the two Kairis, these two Kairis are not nirim ka'achas, because there's a door over here that is blocking one from the other, so the minute we lost the din lovut, so mamela we don't have a din of pi tikre, and therefore one is not permitted to carry on this side. Now let us see Rashi. Now Rashi says as follows: Baskoifas bayis. We are speaking about askoife of a bayis. Shekuloi pesach. Mikule. The whole entrance, the whole knisa is covered. Hainu taime. The Pesach nol kilochutz. The reason why, when the Rashi just said before, the whole reason the Gemara avoided to speak about askoifas bayis, because the Gemara couldn't understand what could be wrong when the Dallas is nol. The Dallas is nol, but I have here a tikra of dalit for him. You say, pi tikra yoyred v'soysim. So Memele, the Askaif is taken care of with the halacha of Pitikre. So therefore, behind the time of the Pesach, no kilochutz. So Ravashi said, Kigoin Shekiro Oivei HaPesach. He covered the entrance, the Oivei HaPesach, Bishtekoy. He covered the Pesach, the Oivei HaPesach, Bishtekoy. So Rashi explains, the Ilu Tikro Sheyesh Bo Dalit. Now Rashi explains like this. If this Tikra would have Dalit for him, Omrinim bo yoyred v'soysa. If this tikra would have dalit for him in a teire, so then you say pi tikra, so a tikra that is dalit for him in a teire, you say pi tikra yoyred v'soysa. V'su loy osi ni'ilas deles umevato l'mechitze. V'afilu hu shoyke v'emtze iso. So now Rashi comes and says a shtik teire. A big shtik teire. That if this kiri would be dalit for him, and there wouldn't be a mice of love over here, and even though the door is be'emta, so l'chayre, when you close the door, so between you and me, we have to remember Rashi before. Rashi said if he closed the door, so how much he have left over? Two tfachim. If he have two tfachim, how could you say pitikre yered v'soysem? Rashi just said before, if you have a good memory, then you can't make a mechitza if there's less than dalit tfachim in between. Here Rashi makes an about face. Rashi says, no, if you'll have a tikra dalit, then this delis would not be mevatel the pitikra. That means, agavuche, that's what Rashi says, the Baal HaMoir disagrees with Rashi, because it's very schwer to understand. But Rashi says, in the Chodesh Aviv is mevayar, seems that Rashi, that's the loshon of Rashi, that if you have here a tikra that is dalit tvachim, is memele, and this is min a teire, you say pitikra, by the small kairis, that's not a teire that can then a pitikra. But if you have a tikra dalit, then min a teire, you say pitikra, so that means, so the closing the door would not be oikir the din pitikra. So therefore, if you have a tikra dalit, you would say pitikra yeret besaisim, so even when the door would be shut, it would be permitted to carry on this side of the askeite al talocha of pitikra yered v'saisa. That's why the Gemara say you don't have a tikra of dalit. That's what Rashi says over here. Nachamu baskeifes bayis shekuloi pesach mekure. The whole pesach, the whole knise of the that is entering the bayis is covered. Vahainu taime de pesach no kelechutz. Why? When the door is shut. So the outside chelik. Here's a din kelechutz, it's also letalto. Kigoin shekira oivei ha-pesach b'shtei kairis. The oivei ha-pesach, the knise to the bayis, was not covered with one solid tikre, it was covered with two kairis. The ilu tikre sheyesh bodalat, if it would not be like that. We would have one tikra that is dalit al dalit. Omrinim bo yoyred v'soysim. Then we would say yoyred v'soysim. V'su loy osi ne'ilas delas mevatel mechitza. So by closing the door, that would not be mevatel the mechitza of pitikra. V'afilu hu shoykev be'emtzei. So even though the door is in the middle, the Gemara said now, according to the Sokimte, that the door is in the middle. The loy domui limovui. That's what we said before, that if we shut the door, Bayamovui will lose the lomdis of Yered Vesoysim. The Kiris Movik Tzoro, we're not speaking about a Koira of Dalit for him. The Kira of a Movik is short. It's only a Marsha for the Movik. Hilkach Pesach, no, the minute you shut the door, so it becomes Oiskishlosim from the Movik. There's no movi anymore. This we could say by a kaira tefa, which is only a matter, it's not a real din of pitikra yared v'saisim. So by a kaira tefa, which is only a matter for the movi, we shlis arais the movi, we lose the matter of the kaira. Avot tikras dalit, but if you have a tikra of dalit, loibot lo yeridas
the Mosa b'Ni'ilas Belas. Now, by shutting the door, you won't lose the din of Yered V'Saisim. Ba'alochi l'moishi misinai hu. This is the Reis of the Kedin. Good, v'lovud, v'doipen akume b'mokim dalet. So, memele, so here, you don't, you wouldn't lose it. Ba'alochi taime. So, memele, that's what he had to say, speaking about tukai. So why here do you lose your p'tikra when you shut the door? Mishum deshtei kairis habe. Because here we are speaking about that the askaifes habayis is covered with two kairis. She'ein bozu arbe, v'loi bezu arbe. Each one doesn't have arbe. V'loi b'neim gimel. So you have lovel. V'adelis misukil liyeis noil b'emtza. And we have the door opens up in the middle of the askaifes. Hilka. Pesach posua, so you have your lovud, so you attach these two koiris, and now you have a tikrit dalet. Kilifnim, the kivin dain b'neim gimel amrin and lovud. Vahave kichode, so they unite, these two koiris unite, and you have now a tikrit of dalet, upi achit and yoyret v'soysim, the hashnes by dalet, now there's dalet. Pesach no kilochu. But if the door is locked, even the be'emtzahu, nimtzahu mafsik b'neihem. So it comes out, this door is mafsik between the two kairish, u'mechalkon zu mizu, it separates one from the other, she'einon nirois yachad, you can't watch them together because the door is obstructing your view, loima b'hem lovud, it seems the Nila sadelet shters the din lovut. Lekalameim bechitzay de pi ayerd v'saisim v'alef barbe. There's no dalet v'achim. So then you don't say. So we have a small kaira. A small kaira you only say ayerd v'saisim if you have an area of dalet al dalet. So that is the end of this sugya. Just 1 minute to tamuzay a izaitike ha'ore. Those who, when one learns Masechta Sukkah, one knows there's a famous Rabbi Kiveger that says Pshat Maran in Sukkah, so whenever you tumble in Sukkah, you speak about this Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger says, Masechta Sukkah, that you cannot be machshir a Sukkah through two halachas. For example, let us speak about what Rabbi Kiveger is speaking about. The halacha is that the schach has to be over the mechitza. The schach is over here, so then you'll say, good asik. So we learned already in Taisis that the schach has to be touching the mechitza. So say, good asik mechitza. So it's considered that the mechitza is touching the schach, no problem. The schach is over here, so we'll say, lovud. And also be a kosher esuk. But what will be if the schach is over here? So we'll say, two alochis. Say good asik, and then we'll say lovud. So Rabbi Kiveger says in the Ran, you cannot say in order if one halacha is dependent on the other. So you don't say two halachas. That's a famous Rabbi Kiveger, and finished. That's it. So lachayre, when one learns this Gemara, Tartes in Shabbos, so we see lachayre, you do say two halachas. Because we're saying over here, in Rav Ashi's Teretz, you say lovud when the door is open. So how do you say pitikre? You can only say pitikre if you say lovud. So the halacha of pitikre is dependent on the halacha of lovud. And so Rabbi Kiveger says you do not say, if one halacha is dependent on the halacha, another halacha, you don't say two halachas. Here we say two halachas. The stipler in Erev and Seif Simon Beis asks the kasha from Andra Bikevega. He brings from someone he found at a Tzorchi in Godel. From this Gemara, you see, we say two halachas. Let us finish the Gemara. Vimhoise iskoif, this is an easy Gemara now. Vimhoise iskoifa gevoya yud urechovo dalet hareizu reshus laatmo. So this is speaking about as follows. That let's say one has a chotzer, which is a rishus hayochid, and when one enters the chotzer, And before the chotzer, one has an askoifer, which is a reshus ayochid, which is dalid al dalid in gavoyayu. So now we have here two reshuyes, one flush next to the other. We have a letter yachotzer, which is a reshus ayochid, because it's mukif machitzes. So it has dalid machitzes, it's a reshus ayochid. As soon as we open the door of the chotzer, we have here a askoifer, which is gavoyayud v'rochel bal, which is also a reshus ayochid. So theoretically, one should be able to take from the askoifer to the chotzer, and the chotzer to the askoifer, because he's taking, just like one is permitted to carry in a reshus ayochid from one room to another room, so one should be permitted to take from the chotzer to the askoifer, from the askoifer to the chotzer. That is theoretically. It said in the Barais, v'mhoise iskoifer gaboya yud erachove dalit, Harezu Rishus La'atzmo, in one is not permitted to carry from the chotzer to the askoifer, from the askoifer to the chotzer. Misayilei l'Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, the Omar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Oymer Hoya Rav Meir, Kol Mokoyim, Sha'ato Moitzei Beiz Rishuyos. You have two types of Rishus Hayochid. One is the Rishus Hayochid with Mechitzes. The other is a Rishus Hayochid because it's Gavoya Yud. V'hein reshus achas, and when you saw they have one halacha of a reshus hayochid, kigoyin, omud b'reshus hayochid gavoya yud v'rochav dalet. You have an omud in the reshus hayochid, that's gavoya yud v'rochav dalet. Also lekatef olov, gzeire mishum tel b'reshus harabe. That means, b'etzem Rameya said, amoyre dikechidish. Rameya said that if we'll have in this room, we'll have here the Ritva Estakasha, how the Megman Hailah to put on a bime, because this is a Rashus Hayochid, and this is also a Rashus Hayochid, how you allowed to put on a bime, and the answer that Teres is holding is after an Omud that is Mechuba Lekalke. So, one is not allowed to take from this Rashus Hayochid and put it on an Omud that is in the middle of the Rashus Hayochid, and let us see Rashi the reason why. Zot Rashi. Vim hoysa askoifa gavoya yud, seife de milse da acherim de bereis de lael. This is the seife of the bereis which we hear on the above. Vahoda nokile le trushek me omama. Rishus la atzma, this is a rishus by itself. Vim et altlim bo afilu min abay, svavo gav de shneim rishus ayoch. Oima hoya rab meir, duhu acherim kadabrinim bohirim, vahim rishus achas. The shneim reshus hayochid, el shezen nomuch v'zeh gavoya. This is a reshus hayochid surrounded by mechitzes. This is a reshus hayochid because it's a nomuch. Kigoyin omed reshus hayochid, also lekatav olav min achotzer, mishum peil b'reshus harabim. Gavoya yud v'rochav dalet, tahave reshus hayochid, te'iker chiyuve di'eraise, reshus harabim lekatav olav. That means like this, that a person is not malgish that a tail, a mound of earth, which is dalid, the dalid by dalid, and yud tfochim, has a din of a reshus hayochid. That doesn't look. So memele, if in a reshus hayochid, one has an omud, that's mechubel lekalke, and he's allowed to take from here to here, so he would think the lomdus is because this becomes bottle to the reshus. So we'll have the same situation in the Rishus HaRabim, that will have a tail and the Rishus HaRabim, so also do the same thing. We'll go and be metalful from the Rishus HaNomuch to the Rishus HaGavoya. And we'll make a drastic mistake, because he'll be taken from a Rishus HaRabim to a Rishus HaYochid, which is also min HaTorah. So therefore, Rameya said that if you have two types of Rishus HaYochid, one is a Rishus HaNomuch and one is a Rishus Gavoya, one is not permitted to be metalto from one to the other. This is the gzeira of Rameya, and therefore it is also.